that really I'll tell you, Kulu Rebbe Tafani, our whole Mishnah goes according to Rebbe Tafani. If so, what's the pshat in the Reisha? What do you only pay a chatzi nezik for? Reisha is talking about the chotzer amyuchedes leperis. It's a chotzer that's separated only for one person has the right to put his fruits there, his peris there. Mechedes leperis liyechod mehen. But we're talking about such a chotzer ashutfis that both of them have a right to bring their oxes there. Therefore, the legabe shein hevelei chotzer anizik. For the get to the mazik of Shane, only one had a right to put his food there, so the other one that lets his shore go there and eats up the other one's food is chayif. That's called the bia bistayacher. Legabe Karen, the get to the mazik of Karen, have a rishus harabim, it's called rishus harabim, that's why yoni chayif chatzinezik. So therefore, there's no steer in the Mishnah. The ratio that says that the tam pays a chatzinezik, it's not really rishus anizik. Since they both have shutzos, they both have a right to bring their shvarim there, it's like rishus harabim, that's why it's chayiv a chatzi nezik. Alright, we'll stop here. Yeah, we're holding off Tezayin Omer Aleph, the fourth line. Omer Rav Kano said that Amriso Lishmaita Kaimid Rav Zvid, Menadoi. I said over this terrace we just wanted into, in front of Rav Zvid from Nadoi. The Yomelin, he said like this back, Mi Matzis Mukma Lo Kulik Rabbi Tarfin, is it possible to say that our whole mission here goes according to Rabbi Tarfin Shita, that holds that Tam, a Karen, Brishus HaNizik, pays a Nezik Sholem, HaKetoni Al Mishnah says, HaShein Muedes Alechol Esaroyelo, that our Mishnah says that the Masik of Shein, when the animal goes and eats up something, it's a Mued, it's Chayiv Nezik Sholem, but only lechol esaroyelo, if it eats something that's fitting for its teeth, like if it eats food, if it eats something that's fitting, then yechayiv nezek sholem. So the diak is ruyelo in, shein ruyelo loy, yoni chayiv if you're sure eats up something that's fitting, but not if it eats something that's not fitting. Now the question is why? Vi Rabbi Tarfin, if our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Tarfin, Homer Rabbi Tarfin says that mishuna kerem b'chotzer anizik, Nezek Sholem Mishalim. Rav Tarfin says that Karen, an animal that does something that's Mishuna, it does something not normal, so if Shat is then is Kavanosa Lahazik, that has the mile of Karen. So what do you want to say? That a Mishnah says, Shein is only Chayiv if it eats something that's fitting teeth, like food. But if it eats something like Kalim or like clothing, that's not real law, there's no Yesha no Lezeka, so the Chura you mean to say then you do not pay Nezek Sholem, but rather then it's only a tolda of Karen that you only pay Chatzinezik. Now the question is why? If our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Tarfin, Mamonafshuch, Shein is only Chayiv Rishus HaNizik. Shein, if your animal eats up food Rishus HaRabim, it's Potter. Comes out, Shein is only Chayiv Rishus HaNizik. So if your animal goes into the Nizik's Rishus and eats, so Mamonafshuch, if he eats a Dov HaRuyala, if he eats up food there, so that's Mame Shein, Chayiv Nezik Shalom. If it eats something like Kalim, that's not real law, so at the most it could be is like Karen. But Rav Tarfin says Karen, Rishus HaNizik, is also Chayiv Nezik Sholem. So if so, no matter what Shane eats Rishus HaNizik, you should be Chayiv Nezik Sholem. And now Mishnah is Mashma, not like that. Now Mishnah is Mashma only if the Shane eats a double real law, like Peresik B'Yerokis. But if it eats Ksus HaKalim, Mashma is only a Chatzin Nezik. So it's not like Rabbi Tarfin. The Gemara answers, "Yeah, the Gan Kashiv, Rav Tarfin, Hava Meshuna Karam Bechotan Ezek Nezek Shalom Meshalim." Elo, the Gemara answers, "Rather Liyelim Rabbi Rabbanan He." You have to answer now. Mishnah goes according to the Rabbanan Shita that holds that Karen Brishus Hanizik still only pays the Chatin Ezek. If so, I'll have to answer you and say the Chasurin Echzeru that something is missing in the Mishnah. Vochi Katoni, this is the way it should be learned in the Mishnah that Chamisha Tamim Hain. There are five different ways it could be a tam. In other words, there are five toldos of Karen. We know the mazik of Karen, that's a tam. Shein v'regulus is a mood right away. Karen, when an animal does hezik the kavanos lahazik, that's Karen, it's only a tam the first two, three times. So there are five ways that the animal could do it, like we had. Negicha, negifa, neshicha, ravitza, vita. So Mishnah says, vachitoni, chamisha tamim hein. But you should know, v'yim huadu, if it did it three times, Chamishton Muadim, that all these five actions could become a Muad. That's what the Mishnah means to say. Chamisha tamim v'chamisha muadim means that the five tamims could become muadim. Then the Mishnah goes on to something else. That v'shein v'regel muadim mitchilosim. That shein v'regel, that mazik is a muad mitchilosim at the beginning. Even the first time when your animal eats up somebody else's food, ayichayv v'nezik sholem. But v'heicha hadosan, where is shein v'regel chayiv v'nezik sholem even the first time? Dafke v'chotzer anizik. Only if they go into the chotzer anizik and they eat in the other person's field, that's when you chayiv. But if they eat food b'shus rabim, then you potter on shein v'regel. So that's what the Mishnah means. Nothing to do if a Karen does hezik b'shus hanizik, but only that shein v'regel is chayiv nezik sholem b'shus hanizik. Mask of Lord Ravine. Ravine asked the question, if so, Haktoni l'kamon, late in the second parak we learned that Shor HaMazik, what's the case of Shor HaMazik? Prishus HaNizik Ketzad. That Shor HaMazik means the loch of Karen. When your animal does damage, it gores somebody with this Karen. That there we say we know Tampe is a Chatinezik. But what's going to be the loch of Prishus HaNizik Ketzad? And there it's brought down the machlokes between Rabbi Tafrin and the Rabbanin. That Rabbi Tafrin says Karen Prishus HaNizik pays a Nezik Shalom. And the Rabbanin say, no, it's still only pays a Chatinezik. But that's the Gemara later on the Chav Dalet. So it's like this. Iyam Rit Bishleim, if you're going to tell me, I rebore that our mission here is talking about Karen Bishus HaNizik, Mishamachi Katani Kesed. That's why later on in the Chav Dalet, the Gemara asked the question, where's the case? Like, how was the case? In other words, we mentioned it already once before in the Masechtam, that there's such a new Yisoid of Karen Bishus HaNizik. So it's good why later the Gemara explains it. But if you're going to tell me that our mission here is not talking about Karen b'shus hanizik, our mission only means that shein v'regel is chayim b'shus hanizik. If so, my ketzad, what does the Gemara later mean to say ketzad, like whoever spoke about such a case? Therefore, Elo Amar Ravina says the pshat in our mission is like this. Chasurei mechzer v'vachik toni. There's something missing in our mission. This is the way we should be learned. Chamisha tam and hein true. There are five actions told us of Karen, that's a tam. The first two or three times it does it, the only chayav v'chatzinezik. But v'yim huadu, but if the animal did it already three times, chamish ton muadim, all five of these actions, bita, revitza, they all become a muad. You should know v'shein v'regel muadim itchilosim. For when the animal does hezek with its chain or with its regal, then it's a muad right away. V'zehu shor hamuad. And that's the normal shor the Torah is talking about. That's called shor hamuad, that mitchilosim it's a muad. Now, v'shor hamazik. What's going to be about Karen, Taka? Shor HaMazik of Karen. Brishus HaNizik? If your shor goes into somebody else's field and is Mazik, the other one's animal there, with his Karen, which is Mishuna Kabanos HaLahazik, what's the loch? How much do you have to pay a tam? That's a machloikis Rebbe Tafin and Rabbonin. That's a machloikis Rebbe Tafin and Rabbonin. Rebbe Tafin says you pay a Nezik Sholem, tam Brishus HaNizik, and the Rabbonin say, no, still it's only a Chatzin Nezik. And then the Mishnah goes on that v'yesh muadim acherim, there are other types of animals that also are called a muad right away, kiyotze belu, like shein v'regel, which is hazev, a wolf, for hari, a lion, v'adoy, v'bear, v'abardalis, v'anema, v'anochesh. These animals are called muad mitchilosan. So Tayyip speaks out that when it says v'anochesh, v'relu muadim, Tayyip says, lav v'chol in yoni hezik. Chashivim muadim. It doesn't mean any type of a damage is called a muad right away. Anything that's normal for the way the animal does damage, that's a muad right away. If a wolf comes and rips you apart, or else ariva duris, a lion comes and duris you, tramples over you, that's urche, that's normal for a lion to do it that way. But something that's not normal for the animal to do it. If a lion first rips you to pieces and kills you, the yochlan then eats you up, that's not urcha, like we'll soon see in our days. Therefore, in such cases like that, that's mishuna, it's called the loch of Karen, that he only pays chatzinezek. In other words, these muadim here means, for the derech, the way a wolf does damage, or the way a lion does damage, in its normal way, you chayiv v'nezek shalom right away. But if it does damage, v'mokim mishuna, different, that's called the told of Karen, then it's only chayiv v'chatzinezek. Now the Gemara says, Tanya Nami Yochid, we learn like this also, that Chamisha Tamin Hain, there are five type of damages, that's called the Tam, the told us of Karen, the Yim Huadu, the animal does it three times, it kicks three times, is Chamishta Muadim, all five ways become a Muad. V'shein V'rega Muadim Itchilosim, When the animal does damage with its shena, with its eregel, that's the mu'ud mitchilos in the chayim nezik shalom right away. Vizel shor ha-mu'ud. That's the shor ha-mu'ud that we're talking about. That's the mu'ud right away. Now, the shor ha-mazik, what's going to be the shor ha-mazik means keren b'reshus ha-nizik. If it does damage even the first time, it's a tam, but it does it in the reshus ha-nizik. That's a machloikish Rabbi Tafin v'rabonin. Like Rabbi Tafin said, the chayiv nezik. Shalom and rabonin is a chatzin nezik. But v'yeish mu'adim achirim. There are other types of mu'ids. Kiyotze beilu, that's also like this, that you chayiv nezik shalom right away, like shein v'regel. What are these? Hazeiv, ho'ari, hadoi, v'nema babardlis. V'yanochish. So it's a right, like we just said, Shana Mishnah, that we're not really going into the machloikish Rabbi Tafin and the rabonin. The Mishnah only means to say that in such a case, is a machloikish Rabbi Tafin and the rabonin. And Iko the Romi lo Mirmo. Some ask to throw off a question one against the other. Tanan, it says in our Mishnah we learned, Chamisha Tamim, the Chamisha Muadim. There are five ways the animal is a Tam and five Muadim. For the Gemara of Suleka, there's no more than five Muadim. Ivo Iko, you have at the end of the Mishnah says, Hazeiv, the wolf, Ari, the lion, Adoiv, the bear, Venema, Badam, Badlus, Venochish. So who's the Stira? The Mishnah is mashed where there are only five Muadim, and at the end it says much more. Well, Mishana, the answer is like this. Ravine answers, Chasure Mechsa Vachigatoni. There's something missing in the Mishnah, and this is the way it should be learned. Chamisha Tamhein, true, there are five times that told us of Keren, but Yishinovi Imhuadu, if all of these happen three times, Chamishtan Muadim, all of them, all that told us of Keren, could become a Muad. Now, Vishain Varega Muadim Mitchilosan. Vizel Shaha Muad, that's the classical case of a Shaha Muad, that's a Muad right away. And then v'shor ha-mazik v'shor sanizik yishno machloikas ha-tafim v'rabonin. So kids of the pshat from the beginning of the Mishnah doesn't mean to say there are five muadim and that's all. So our Mishnah means to say the opposite, that there are five tams. And all of those cases could become a muad. Those five cases of tam, whether it kicks, whether it bites, it could become a muad. And then the Mishnah goes on to other halachis. So it's no stira, it says five muadim and then at the end you have more. The first five just mean that the five tams could become a muad. But in Echlami, there are more muad in the Shein Varegel, and then you have these other animals also. V'yesh muad in Macherim Kiyotze Be'elu Azev, Ari Adai, V'nem V'badlas V'nochesh. So therefore there's no steer in the Mishnah. But then the Mishnah says, V'loy Lirvoitz, that a shor is not a muad. Lirvoitz, to do the mazik of Lirvoitz means collapse on something. If an animal is rovat, means it just bends down, falls down on Kalim, or breaks Kalim, that's called Kavanosa Lahazik, that's called the Tam. So it's not called the Mu'ud, it's called the Tam. The Gemara says, Omer Rebeloza, Loishonu, when do we say if an animal falls on something, it's called the Tam, it's called Kavanosa Lahazik, it's Mishruna, Elapachem Gedalim. Only if it falls on Big Kalim. That's not normal that an animal should fall down on Big Kalim, he's doing it on purpose to be Mazik. Avapachim kitanim, but if you have a small glass there under an elephant and he sits down on it, or under your cow and the cow sits down on it, is urchayu. That's a normal thing for an animal to sit down on small things that's under it. Rashi, avapachim kitanim urchay, lirvoitz, to bend over it. V'yimrov salem, which is rabbin potter, which is a nezik chayavis, nezik shom, it's only the regalu. These are told us the regal, and that's halacha regal, is potter, which is rabbin, it's only chay, which is a nezik. Tamar says, leimam esel, I'll bring you a raya. It says, Abahema mu'edes lahala kedarka. Abahema, like the mazik of regal, it's a mu'ah to do damage in its normal manner of walking. Volishvar, to break things. Ulamoyaches adam v'yes abahema. And to squash a man and a behema. V'yes a kelim, and to squash kelim. Masra for an animal to fall on top of a keli or on top of a man, it's urchai, it's like regal. So chura dizaraya, that's chura distira. Our Mishnah says what lirvoit is called the tam, it's mishunam, and here it says it's urchei. So chura the answer has to be that where is it a tam if it's a big one? But if it's a small one, or a baby, or a small animal, or a small kelim, then it's urchei, then it's like a regal. So Gemara says, no, maybe there's no proof. Dilma min atzad. Maybe here what it means to say moyach has squashed you, it does not mean the animal fell on top of the kelim, but the animal, while it was walking, just pushed it against the wall. So that's takorchei. While an animal walks, he gets his way, he walks through there. He pushes you against the wall. That's a normal manner. There was no raya that he falls down on small things, it's urchei. Maybe when he falls down on it, lirvoitz is always a tam. When it says it's a mu'id, it means when he's walking and he just pushes it against the wall. And Ika the army son say Amar Ablaza. Loi Tema, don't say Pachin Gedelim, Hudelav Urchei. Don't say when our, just the opposite. Don't say when our Mishnah says when an animal falls down on something. It's called a Tam. It only means big things, because it's not Urchei. Avo Pachin, Ketanam Urcheyu. But maybe you would think that if it's small Kalim, it's normal. And then it'll be Chayvin as a Shol, it'll be called like Regal. No, don't say that. Even for small kalim, it's not normal for an animal to collapse on top of the animal, on top of the kalim. And if an animal does it, it's called kavanos lahazik. It would be a tolda of keren. So this the Gemara says, if that's the pshat, meisvei have a kasha, because it says lomoyech esodim. If an animal squashes a man, if he has a kalim, he's like a chayiv nezik shalom. So you see, it's called urchi. It's like regal. So it's a stira. And you're telling me now, even small kalim is called meshunas oni keren. And here it's mashma that if it collapses, if it crushes kalim, it's chayiv. It's called regal. So Mora says, no, it's no stira. Amar Reb Loza, dilma minatzad. Maybe that we say chayiv doesn't mean by case of rovat, where the animal fell and collapsed on top of the kalim, but it means while the animal was moving, it just got in its way and it crushed you against the wall. That's Urchei. That's not called Kavanos Lahazik. That's Urchei. That's where they're Yechayif. The Mar says, Iko de Romi lo Mirmi. Some throw it for question one against the other. Tanan, it says, Na Mishnav lo Lirvoitz. That an animal ashore is not a muid for the mazik of Rovat to collapse on top of Kalim. That's only called a Tam. Ay, Votanyi, we learned to Lamaya Chesodim, we learned the case. If you squash a person, you are Chayif. V'yasabhem, if you squash a Kalim, you squash a Bhem, or a Kalim, you Chayif. So you see for Rovat, Yitake Chayiv, Amar Reb Loza Lekashas Nostiro. I tell you, Kan Mepachim Gedolim, Kan Mepachim Ketanim. Some remain with this type of a teretz. Now, when do we say it's Mishuna? If it's something big, if it's a big kli or a big person, then it's not normal for the animal to be rovat to fall on top of it. Therefore, it's only a tam Yechayiv Chatinezik. But if it's a small kli, Pachim Ketanim, then we say it's Urcha B'Hochi. Then Yitake Chayiv and Yatzei Shalom. Then the Mishnah says Hazei V'Ari. If you have a wolf, or if you have a lion. Then it says bardless. So the verse says, my bardless, what is this bardless? Omer Rav Yudu Vudis said, nafrizah. No, it helps us, it's a nafrizah. For the Gemara, my nafrizah, now what's a nafrizah? Omer Rav Yosef Appa, an Appa. We should have the same question. My Appa. Right. But, Meisvei the Kasha. Rabbi Meir Roima Afa Tzavur. Meir adds on to Mishnah, even a Tzavur, even this type of an animal, is also called a Muad. Rabbi Lezer Roima Afa Nochesh, he has also a Nochesh also. Now the Yomer Rabbi Yosef says, Tzavua Zu Apa. You should know what Tzavu is an Apa. So it's a Kasha. If you tell me now, Bardless is an Apa, so how could you tell me that Jemeya adds on to our Mishnah Afa Tzavua if Tzavu is also an Apa? So the stira, the kids are Bardless, cannot be an Apa, and a Tzavua cannot be an Apa. But it's Mashmur, two different animals. So Mashmur says, like Kasha, no stira. Kam betzua zochor, kam betzua nekeva. One means a zochor, and one means a nekeva, therefore there's no stira. Shashi the bardless, the mas nisnu tzua zochor. That's a zochor, a male one. V'yolov kerm rab yaisa tzua zu apa. That's called an apa. For a male that's moisav av tzua means nekeva. And her name is not called an apa. Therefore there's no stira. The Tanya will learn. Tzavua zochor, if this animal that's a tzavua zochor, male one, liyacha shev, shonim nas atlef. After 7 years, it turns into be a bat. It means atlef, liyacha shev, shonim nas arpud. A bat, after 7 years, it turns into be an arpud. Arpud, liyacha, zayin shonim nas a kimush. After 7 years, it turns into be a kimush. A type of a thorn, I think it is.
What was Rashi saying?
Kimush nacha shevashonim a nasachus. That comes into a thorn. And chuch liyacha shevashonim nasa shade. A thorn after 7 years comes to be a shade, a demon. Now, shidro shalodom, the backbone of a person, liyacha shevashonim nasa nochesh. Sometimes the backbone of a person after 7 years when he's dead in the grave could turn into a snake. So Mara says, behind the milu, when do I say this? To lekor of a maidim. Only if the person did not bend down, Bishashi said, Moidim. But a person that bent down, Bishashi said, Moidim, since he stretched out his backbones then, vice versa, he did mitzvahs with his backbone, so then the backbone won't turn in to be a snake. Then he couldn't get such a big inch. Omama, what we just say, that Rabbi Meir, says, Afat Tzavua, that he includes into our Mishnah Tzavua, this type of an animal is also called a Muad, to do Hezek right away.